Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, we've got a decent slate of college football this weekend. Oregon-Indiana is really the best game.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you have the Red River rivalry.
Yeah. And I know Texas, obviously, that's lost some steam with them having two losses, but be careful writing off Texas. That's still a really uber-talented team. And Oklahoma looks good. We don't know what's happening with Mateer. And so far, like, I mean, they've beaten Michigan and Auburn. We know Oklahoma's better than some people thought, but Oklahoma isn't exactly, blowing people out. This could be a much closer game, and this game usually is competitive, even when Oklahoma was bad.
This is my favorite college football game.
Yeah.
I love
the Cotton Bowl and State Fair.
I absolutely love it. It's half Texas fans, half Oklahoma fans, and it always seems to be a barn burner, although last year Texas blew them out.
Yeah, but for the most part, like I said, even when Oklahoma's been down, or Texas has been down, they usually end up being very competitive games.
Yeah, but watching the way Arch is playing.
Yeah, it's not great.
It is really hard to see him having success against Oklahoma's defense.
Yes. Venables, Jackson Arnold, the Auburn quarterback, was befuddled. Poor Bryce Underwood at Michigan just looked completely lost. Oklahoma's defense is cooking right now. And supposedly one of the things that Arch is having the most struggles with is pre-snap looks. I guess he just is not comfortable and appears lost. And Texas has had to really kind of neuter what they're doing from an offensive standpoint. And their O-line has not been very good. So all of these things, I would assume, you're licking chops right now if you're Oklahoma's defense.
So you got that game, Oregon-Indiana, but I was looking at, if Oregon wins this game, they might go undefeated.
Yeah. Well, the winner of this game, both miss Ohio State. And so whoever wins this game, you're almost guaranteeing yourself a spot in the Big Ten title game. And you're just in the catbird seat for the playoff. Because Indiana, after this, they got a game at Penn State, and that's basically about it. Everything else, they are going to be significant favorites. And Oregon, it's the same thing. After this, you have, USC and Washington at the end of the year. So the winner of this game, essentially, you're in the Big Ten title game, and you more than likely are a college football playoff team. So there's big implications.
So Oregon, this is the last, at least for now, this is the last ranked team that they will play.
Yeah. And USC or Washington could be ranked by the end of the year. We'll have to kind of wait and see how all that shakes out.
Yeah, I don't see Washington being ranked, but maybe USC.
Well, Washington's schedule is it's pretty tasty for them too. If Washington can get it together and get healthy, I think Washington has a chance at the end of the year to be playing meaningful football, including that Oregon game. And we'll see. It didn't look great on the road. They got Rutgers this week. And
that's tomorrow.
Yeah, they play on Friday night. But when you look at Washington, and I still think Washington's a really talented team, they get Rutgers, and then they've got two with Michigan and Illinois. If you can get that split, then the rest of it, Wisconsin, Purdue, UCLA. Even if you split that Michigan and Illinois and you're going to be favorite in every other game, that puts you as a two-loss team going into that last game against Oregon. That's a meaningful game. When you're a two-loss team in a power conference like the Big Ten or the SEC, that's going to have major implications. So, I mean, that there's a long way to go, but Washington does have a path, a very reasonable path, to having that Oregon game be in Seattle with a lot on the line.
Yeah, it's interesting. You look at the top of the top 25 and you see a bunch of undefeated teams, but you just really don't expect anyone from the SEC to go undefeated because the league is too tough.
Boy, the SEC is a flip a coin for me. I don't know who's going to win that thing.
I mean, it's wide open. You got Ole Miss undefeated, Oklahoma undefeated, but, you know, again, that league is just really tough.
Yeah.
Chances are nobody will come out of that league undefeated. But you look at Ohio State, Miami, Oregon, and even Texas Tech from the other leagues, all of those teams could end up undefeated.
Yeah.
If you look at their schedules, this is Oregon's last ranked team. Like I said, we'll see. But Texas Tech only has one more. They have two more ranked games, but they're in the Big 12. They're Arizona State and BYU.
Yeah.
But, dude, I feel like they look so much better than every other team in the Big 12 that I don't know if they lose. They're really good.
They are.
And then you got Miami, who has already played everybody good on their schedule.
Mm-hmm.
They've already beaten them. They don't have any ranked teams left. And then you have Ohio State, who will have to win at Illinois this weekend, which is a bit of a test, but they're two touchdown favorites.
They have to
beat Michigan, and that's the only other ranked team that they have.
Yeah, because they miss both Oregon and Indiana. The only thing is, like, Oregon and the Ohio States, I mean, I tend to trust. Even Miami, Miami's really good. In fact, when you look at resume, Miami should be the number one team in the country. By the way, Philadelphia walked the tie-in run-in, by the way.
They brought in their closer.
They brought in their closer in the seventh, intentionally walked Ohtani to load the bases, and then walked Mookie Betts.
You wonder if they were, would you, so runners at second and third.
Second and third.
You're up 1-0.
Mm-hmm.
First base open with two outs. Do you walk Ohtani? I mean, I know he's a lefty versus a righty. It's Duran that's in there, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I would.
Yeah.
I'd be scared of it.
I felt good about it, too. I was like, you probably should put him on. But then you have no margin for error if you walk the next guy. And Mookie Betts took a walk.
And now Teoscar Hernandez is up. Watch him break this thing open. But
good ball game.
The one thing I'll say is when you're not a dominant team, when you're not like a truly, truly elite team, we talk about it all the time, the witches of November, man. Last year, Alabama catbird seat to get in, and they lose to a horse crap Oklahoma team. Miami, catbird seat, sitting pretty, and they lost to...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
They stubbed
last year?
Yeah, last year, and it cost them. I don't remember who it was.
They lost two, it looks like. They lost to Georgia Tech and Syracuse.
Yeah, like, it just, you get into these spots where it's everything is there in front of you. And when you're a good but not an elite team, man, it's really hard to go undefeated. It just is. And so I can look at Texas Tech, or I can look at some of these teams, like you said, there shouldn't be problems on their schedule, but every year there is, every single year.
Yeah, I guess if I'm betting who's going to go undefeated, I think Miami will drop one only because they're coached by the great Mario Cristobal. And, you know, I mean, I'm looking at their skid, like, I'm looking at who's left.
And they have the ACC title game too. Yeah, there's not a lot.
Dude, they're going to go undefeated.
They're going to go undefeated.
Who gets them on there? Louisville, Stanford, SMU.
Syracuse is on a backup quarterback.
Syracuse, NC State, Va-Tech, or Pitt? No, they're going undefeated, dude.
Unless Miami pulls a Crystal Ball, they're going undefeated.
But to your point, I think Texas Tech probably will drop one. Yeah. I mean, that's... Even though it's the Big 12, but they look really good. I don't think Oregon loses if they beat Indiana.
No, I don't think they
do. Now, Ohio State's interesting. I could see them tripping up once. Maybe Penn State finally does something. They got Michigan, Illinois.
The SEC teams won't go undefeated. I've watched Texas A&M. I've watched Ole Miss. And these are, again, good teams. But you won't go undefeated in that league. You just won't. And none of those teams down there are elite. There's not an SEC team that I've watched right now that like just jumps off the page at you. And I think that's just kind of the year it is. There doesn't appear, and maybe this is just parity, and NIL has kind of bled out the talent around the country. It's evened it out. But when you watch LSU, when you watch Ole Miss, you watch Alabama, you watch Oklahoma, it's not like these teams are like, oh my God, they're just jumping off the page at you. Where remember some of those Georgia and Alabama teams that had 11, you know, first round picks on them, and like half your defense is going to go in the first round. It's just, that's not the thing. It's not the thing this year. And so that's why I said, I think this is fun, because I think legitimately you can make a case for way more teams being national type teams, national championship type teams this year than we have in the past.
What if you get undefeated Ohio State and undefeated Oregon in the Big Ten title game?
That'd be awesome.
God.
And yet, yeah, both of them would end up going onto the playoff, but it'd be an awesome game.
Well, then you'd want to lose because you don't want the bye. Remember?
I think I'd rather still, and they changed it a little bit this year.
Yeah, they did.
I would still rather have
the bye. So this year, they don't have the three, it's like a, what they have, like 18 days?
It was a long time.
They've changed that?
Yeah, essentially a month off. I thought they tweaked it to not, I'll look and see. I thought they tweaked it to address that.
Well, they should. If they didn't, I don't remember.
Yeah, I'd have to look. I thought they did, but I could be wrong.
Yeah. Lay down against Ohio State?
Yeah, the Ducks had a 24-day break, actually.
Oh, it's 24?
Yeah, almost. We're talking almost God. A calendar month.
God. Dude, that's nuts.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I still would rather have the bye than have to play an extra game.
I mean,
and run the risk of having that's really good.
You say this about Oregon. I don't know that I would rather have the bye because last year
they played Tennessee or Ohio State. Or
like,
had to go through
I mean, a couple of those teams had to go to Boise and like
that's true.
Play SMU. Like, yeah. Dude, I'll take that. But the thing about Oregon this year is if they get a bye. Clearly, they know how
it
certainly affected them against Ohio State, and they will do. I just handle it better, I think.
I'm just telling you, if again, last year, the way it worked out, and they changed the seeding, I know that, right? So maybe that's what
Now it's all just
seeds. It's, yeah, because remember, Ohio State got to play. Got to play Tennessee. It's like, and now it'll be changed. Like Boise State and Arizona State won't get byes. Right. Arizona State got the bye. That won't happen. They changed the seeding. But the idea that you could potentially, if you were a one or a two seed, the idea that you could either have a bye and have that, an extra week layoff, because that's all it is. It's one extra week of a layoff versus the other teams in there. A little more, I guess, if you didn't play in your conference title game. But if I told you, you get a bye and you have to deal with a little extra layoff, or you get to play a first round game and that, like right now, as we're looking at the schedule, that could be against Alabama, Texas Tech, Georgia. And by the way, like literally, that's 8, 9, and 10. Mm. You're telling me?
No,
I'll go ahead and take the bye.
Not under that scenario.
Yeah. Now, last year, it turned out that Ohio State got Tennessee.
Yeah.
And Tennessee, whatever you think of them, but that was the second or third team in the SEC, and the second or third team in the SEC this year could be Georgia, LSU, Alabama, Ole Miss, someone like that. No, man, I'll gladly take, if you told me that it's a Boise State, sure, but you can't predict that. And I just don't, this idea that you're cocky sniffing and that, it's an extra game. Yeah, be careful who you wish for, because you know who could be an extra game last year for, like Tennessee, right? Tennessee's like, oh, who's our game against? Do we get Boise State? Do we get SMU? No, you got freaking Ohio State. For all the talk we talk about Oregon getting the bye and getting screwed, how about if you're Tennessee? You're like, wait, my reward is I get to play Ohio State? That's cool.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.